I was just asking, like, one of the nice things about album is kind of like the immediacy of the record and the pureness of it and how immediate it is and gets to people. I was kind of wondering, what's it like bringing such an album and your songs on the road? And if after like a little while singing those songs every night, is it some way kind of like a flower kind of dying out, or how do you kind of keep it like that momentum alive?
Different after a while, after playing it a lot of times in a row, but I don't know, it's still like such a new and exciting thing for us that we're still enjoying it and not really, haven't like gotten to that point yet. Yeah, I'm still just like enjoying playing so much that hasn't felt like that very much.
Has it been kind of like, I know you're a guy and you guys are people that write like constantly and you've been writing constantly. We've all heard like new stuff like debuted on radio shows and things like that. Has it been kind of like different writing with like a different state of mind and during all these kind of changes you guys have had as in a band in such a short time in the last year?
Not really. I don't know. It's still just about the same writing, actually. Felt any different. I just always think about exactly how I'm feeling right then. So I don't really think too much about the lyrics. I feel like they kind of just come out all at once. And if I'm having too hard of a time like getting lyrics down, then I'll usually just stop writing that song.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like, yeah, maybe the new ones are, of course they are, because it's just about however I'm feeling at that time. So I mean,
is one of like the amazing things, and maybe kind of underestimated of the record, I think, is like the flow, the actual sequencing of the songs. It kind of has to me, and also to, it was like our record of the week on the radio, so we had a lot of people writing in, and they were kind of saying it's kind of got like a golden touch. I mean, it's a record that came out in 2009, but it definitely feels like it's got that kind of classic album feel with each song, like at a perfect position. Did you guys work on getting the songs in the right order a lot?
It didn't take us long. I mean, we did sit down and talk about how they should go, like what order they should go in. But it took about 10 minutes, you know. We just kind of went with the most obvious order to us. You know, we both felt the same way about how which songs should go where. And there's some that are specific in specific places. Like, we wanted the first and last songs to definitely be those songs. We just tried to keep it, like, interesting and not ever get too slow or too... Yeah, I mean, we just tried to keep it, like, flowing nicely as far as the sequence. But it was pretty easy when we sat down to do that. We did it at the mastering studio.
And when you guys recorded the album during the recording process, was there kind of, like, an idea beforehand to try and maintain that kind of like a raw kind of force on the record?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we wanted to do that, and we wanted to record whatever kind of songs we wanted to. Like, we didn't really care about having one sound, so we thought it'd be cool to record all these different types of songs that are very different from each other but are cool in their own way. You know, it's like we have so many different influences that we wanted to kind of reference everything, sort of make it cohesive by keeping our own sound throughout the whole thing. Same time, you know.
I was curious to know, what is the oldest song on the record, and which one is the first one you guys wrote, or you wrote?
The first one I wrote is Headache. I wrote that for the older band that I was in called Curls. That one and the one that's called Curls were both written first. They were written in 2006, and the others were all written in 2007.
Headache, I have to say, has like a really different feel to the record. A few people have actually said it kind of like reminds them of a weirder kind of like Pulp at some point, which is kind of a different point of view, I think, from other things you guys get referenced to.
Yeah. I've heard Chris Isaac too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously all, but is there one in particular that stands out, maybe even because of the way or the times, or remembering the times you recorded it?
I mean, really all of them, but I don't know. I think Ghost Mouth is a big favorite as far as working on it as a recording. And it, I don't know. It's still pretty interesting to me, like what we did with the production and stuff like that. For me, you know, it's just the first time I ever made an album like each song is still really exciting.
I was also like, a lot of like the B-sides that are coming out are really incredible. Like, for example, Solitude or Life in San Francisco. Are those songs not on the record just because they came kind of after?
Yeah, we just recorded them recently. We wanted 12 songs for the album, and we already recorded those 12, and we already had the songs being mastered, and the album was being made already. So,
okay.
They just were written too late, I guess. We only wanted 12 songs on the album anyway, so.
I don't know. Solitude's just an amazing song.
Thank you. I mean, I think that just shows that we're learning still. We're getting better all the time at what we do.
I know there's he's been cited quite a lot in interviews, and I'm personally a big fan, and he's just played in Italy. So I wanted to know a little bit about Ariel Pink and his influence on you and on the band, and what did you learn from those short years with Holy Shit?
Just the whole idea of playing music again, and just like playing music at that level, sort of putting your whole life into it. Matt and Ariel both live for writing and playing music, and it's just, I know that sounds obvious, but it's really incredible when you actually see somebody that's like as obsessed with music as they are. And when I started to play with them, I felt the same way and felt like I found like people that were similar to me in that way, and that just sort of inspired me to do what I wanted to do more, And then also just like I was saying, how we wanted to record all types of songs and not be afraid of what style to play and jump around as genres and stuff. That's also something that that I learned from playing with Ariel,
Okay. And I imagine that kind of bond, and also that love for music, obsession, you found some way in JR. I mean, you guys are like, seem like a perfect duo kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. As soon as we started working together, we noticed that, and it's been great. Also, we sort of, he does what he does and I do what I do, so it's a really cool way of working together,
There's been a lot of focus on your background, and does it kind of get like annoying at a certain point to hear about it?
A little bit. I mean, I feel like people are getting a little bit too focused on that, I mean, I understand why it's interesting and why it's always important to know who people are and stuff like that, but it's like there's just a level of continuing to talk about it that's a little bit annoying. Like, I feel like I've already said where I'm coming from, so it's like, how much more do I need to talk about it, Yeah, and there's not much else that I'm willing to talk about, so it's like...
Did you ever end up in Italy for a short time? I mean, I know you were in Ljubljana, which is fairly close, but...
Yeah, the whole time I lived in Ljubljana, I used to take the train to Trieste, and I would play music a lot in Trieste. I would go to, like, Villach in Austria, and then I would go to Trieste in Italy, and that's the only place I went, but it was really close by on the train. I would go there a lot to play music. Yeah, or in cafes, or even restaurants.
Is San Francisco now a place you guys can kind of call home?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I can't imagine living anywhere else right now.
You guys have associated in the booklet and obviously in the covers of the singles all the faces of the different girls. At the same point, it seems like something very sentimental, even a bit nostalgic, if you want. But then on the other side, there's like you guys often show a more excessive side, like the porn, the promiscuity, the drugs and stuff like that. And I wanted to know how you guys kind of like get those two aspects to kind of live together. And is that part of the personality of the band in a certain way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I take all those pictures just of like girls that I'm friends with and that just like an aesthetic. But it is sentimental. They're all people that I'm close to. And the scene in San Francisco is very much like that. They're all people that we're really close to. Otherwise, we wouldn't hang out with them. And we all, we're all sort of like a little family. It's pretty fun, pretty nice. But, I mean, I guess reality is that we are, I mean, the other side that you were talking about is just like the reality of who we are. As far, I don't know, but there is like a focus on trying to make like something beautiful out of that situation, you know.
Okay.
And then that's what the aesthetic is, and all of our friends tie into what we're doing, because there's kind of like a community vibe right now in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to show that in the videos and with the artwork and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know you guys often work and, for example, bring with you the photographer Sandy Kim, and her shots, yeah, and your shots have definitely given like a really nice and strong identity and spirit to the band in a certain way.
Yeah, she's been a photographer for a long time, and she used to start coming over to our pictures of us and putting them on her blog on the internet. And this was like before we were a band. It was just when we were just hanging out, and she would come over, take these photos of all her friends and then also of us and put them on the internet. So then when it came time for us to be a band and have band photos and stuff, we just right away asked her like if we could use some of the pictures she took, and then of course she, you know, takes more, and we like to have her around. We even took her on tour one time. She's just really fun to be with, and she just takes great pictures. So.
I wanted to ask something about kind of like your vocal heroes, and is there any just singers you really look up to? I was actually listening to Alex Chilton today, and he reminded me in some way of you guys and your voice. Is that a reference at all, maybe?
Not on purpose. I mean, not really that I know of. But I don't, I guess, I like David Bowie's lyrics.
Okay.
I like how he's like, he'll like croon, and then he'll be sassy and snotty, and he has all different kinds of vocals. I like, that's basically what I try to do. Pink's a big influence, and even like Billy Corgan sometimes. I don't know. I mean, it just, from song to song, I'll copy other people, you know. Like, I've even copied Elvis in some of the songs I've written. I mean, not any of the ones that I've recorded yet, but.
If worse come to worse, you had to leave for a desert island, what would be kind of like the records you'd bring with you always?
I'd bring Ariel Pink's record. I'd bring my record. I'd bring Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy of the Infinite Sadness. I'd bring Michael Jackson's album. I'd bring Randy Newman's album, the Boys album,
okay.
Elvis Presley's album.
Okay, well,
Suede.
Suede, you said? Which album would you bring of Suede?
I don't know, because I love all of them. But maybe either Dogman Star or Trash.
Is it true you're a big Felt fan?
Yeah. Huh. I'm a huge Felt fan. I met Lawrence on our last show in London. Yeah, it was awesome.